The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
We had to attend a board meeting at our HOA yesterday, and the center of the whole thing was, it involved tuna. Okay. Ooh. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A's, a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
Spicy Ketchup. We could have used that for the tuna sandwiches that the board decided to bring to this meeting. So we'd never been to an HOA meeting. Had a lot of HOAs, but never been. And the reason we went, because we bought this house on the internet, and in our building, there's a big sign up front, Anthony, that says no pets allowed.
Okay.
What? Yeah. I would have never even bought in there if they
in
said
2025,
that.
2025, there's a complex that says no pets allowed?
Exactly. First thing you're going to do when you see that is this isn't a friendly place. Now, there are pets allowed. There's dogs everywhere. But the former president's rude, put up all these weird signs, and it's just not good.
Oh, no.
Let me tell you, the cheese man's, we're coming with it
he
today.
He doesn't like dogs, so he built the dog park a block away from the complex. So you have to walk out in the dark in the middle of the night to take your pooch out there to poo.
Well, you guys decided to live in this community. It's kind of fancy.
This is true.
This is a little bit. It comes with a little bit of the territory.
No, but there was almost an elderly fight.
Oh.
These men almost, it was like the Golden Girls meets MMA. I swear. It was wild. I've never seen anything like it.
I was a little thrown off by the fact that there was one guy, he was probably closer to 80. And he was ornery. He stood up. And
dude, you're on the back end of life. You want to make sure you spend the days how you want to spend them. So he's fighting for his good
fight. I get it. But all this is happening, Anthony. There's almost a fight. And I'm not exaggerating. I almost asked, sir, are you okay? You're going to give yourself a heart attack.
Oh, no.
You know, I felt like that. But in the middle.
All the little old ladies that are on the board were like, no. You two sit down. We're not going through this again. And I was like, again?
This must be a thing.
Hey, that's over the dog park sign?
Oh, the dog park sign, the cable, the internet. Oh. I mean, if you name it, there was an argument going on between these two
men. They also had the election for who's the new president of the HOA. What?
And he wanted a recount. The gentleman who used to be the president.
They brought a real CPA in to count the votes
for the actual voting.
Yes. He was at the meeting and he was reading the results. I was like, wow, this is serious.
A third party to certify the election. That's
and
what they said.
What like, about the tuna?
This
what?
Was their food of choice. At the end of this very entertaining board meeting, Stella, the new president, who I love, by the way, that's my girl.
You better love her.
She stands up and she says, everybody, it's time to eat. Grab your food. I go back there and it's tuna.
Tuna and cookies.
Tuna and cookies.
I'm going to tell you right now, that lets everyone know. We're the only people living in the building that are under 70.
The tuna tells it. That's crazy.
But you know what I did? I ate three of those little tuna sandwiches.
They were delicious.
Because the HOA is not cheap. And I'm getting my dog park, too. In fact, when we get the dog park, I will report back because I promise you it's happening.
We got all the little old ladies on our side now.
Yes, for sure. Unless they
tuna sandwiches is nasty, too.
But stop calling them little old ladies. They're my friends, DJ Automatic. If they hear that.
If you're over 70 year old, I'm sorry.
Oh.
When you're over 70, you're going to remember this day and think, I'm not old.
I feel old now. I don't know when you're 70.
All right, National Day, Anthony A.
It is time to step away from the vacuum and put the broom down. It is National No Housework Day.
Yes. Oh. I love that we're talking about this early because sometimes it'll come up later. Now you know. Live in your squalor today. Don't worry about it until mañana.
That's right. The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Anthony, I know you're going to talk about your breakup right now. And we've, Automatic and I, you know, we've been hanging out with you for a minute. You've been through a few, but this is the worst. This is the worst, bro.
I haven't handwritten a letter in a long time. But
oh, it's like that.
It's like that, guys.
Gosh.
And it is time.
Are you going to let us hear the letter?
I'm going to read it out loud right now. It is time for me to give you guys my heartfelt goodbye to some of my favorite foods. Bear with me, as I'm probably going to get emotional. Dear Dr. Pepper, you were the first doctor I ever trusted. No appointments, no judgment, just bubblies and love. Thank you for everything. To burgers, pizzas, and pasta, and I can't forget you chicken tenders. It's not me, nor is it you. It's this thing called heartburn.
You're there. You've reached heartburn status.
And to my beloved sweet treats. Apple pie, cheesecake, birthday cake, all the pies. This isn't goodbye. I'll see you in a few months, I promise.
No, you should just cut him off.
That's
part of the problem, Anthony. You can't be letting him in and out of your life.
You know what? Speaking of in and out of my life, ranch dressing.
You're breaking up with ranch?
It's hard, automatic, and ketchup.
Why?
Because condiments are very high in sodium and very fatty. And I have to get accustomed to this thing called mustard. And I'm not ready for that. But ranch dressing and ketchup, mustard. Ranch dressing and ketchup, I just want to say I love you and I'm proud of you. Continue on, my friends.
I suggest you take up a relationship with the red hot sauce.
No.
And lastly, flour tortillas.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can never break up with her.
It's tough, dude. It's tough, bro.
And I don't mind automatic. That's the menage we agree on.
Dude, I only wrap my asada, but you wrap my soul. I'll see you in a few months when I'm 30 pounds lighter.
30 pounds, that's the
is
goal.
Is that the goal? The you want to lose 30 pounds?
I want to lose 30 pounds by my birthday, which is December 25th.
Okay.
And after that, the day after, I'm proud to announce that I'll be headlining my first weekend as a headlining comedian. That's a very big deal. So
wow.
I want to be 30 pounds lighter and healthier by breaking up with some of my favorite
Better
foods.
Be camera ready for that first weekend.
I need to.
And you're putting it, like, we're talking about it, so you're obviously wanting to hold yourself accountable.
Yeah.
All right. You want to remind yourself of this. You can listen to it on the podcast. When you feel like you're falling off the ledge and you want to call her, you know?
Are you going to mail this letter to yourself as a reminder?
Yeah, I'm just going to post it up on my refrigerator.
I have
time.
A stamp. Hold on.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I really thought that we would not have to talk about Drake and Kendrick again, but Drake just scored kind of a win in his lawsuit. So I'll give you all the details after Anthony gives us famous people's birthdays.
Yeah, we have Russell Crowe celebrating his birthday, Jackie Chan and Anne Marie celebrating birthday as well.
Are you not entertained?
One of Russell Crowe's greatest roles right there in Gladiator.
I just saw Gladiator 2, pretty good.
Was it good?
Yeah.
I need to watch out in automatic. Where was I?
I was on the plane.
Okay, all right. So Drake filed a lawsuit against Universal Music Group. This is his record label. They are also distributors of Kendrick Lamar's music. Drake claimed that Not Like Us was being forced on people to play, you know, for us to play it more, whatever, and that they had conspired against him.
And plus spread a rumor that he was a pedophile.
Yes. Now, Universal Music Group did not want to release Kendrick Lamar's contract with them, and they have to now. A judge said, you got to let him look at it. It's just a contract. What are you hiding? I really don't think this is about Kendrick anymore, because Drake hasn't filed anything against Kendrick Lamar.
He's trying to get out of his record deal.
That's what he's trying to do.
And Drake is an independent artist. I mean, he's already wealthy. Drake is an independent artist, would change the game. He might be able to start the record industry over.
There's very few people
that have that kind of power. Him, Taylor Swift, and that might be it. Maybe Bad Bunny. But no, Bad Bunny's independent.
He is independent.
Yeah, Bad Bunny, he sees him making all that money.
I've read that, you know, Drake's got a couple of points on Bad Bunny, right? He signed that. What that means is he put him on his roster early to help promote him, and took a little bit from him, not a huge percentage. Yeah. Like Bad Bunny owns 98% of everything he does, which is why he's a 100 millionaire a few times over.
And I'm sure Drake sees that.
Of course,
I can do that too.
It's gonna be interesting to see how it plays out, because I think about it. And I do agree with you. Also, I remember right after the whole beef with Kendrick happened, he put out that song with Camila Cabello, and it
tanked.
It was awful.
It did not do anything. So.
Well, Camila wanted, you know, I don't know what that was. We really don't know what that was.
Bad timing is what it was.
But Drake, for the longest time, had that Midas touch on no matter who he was working with. And that was the first one that I was like, whoa, that one came and went quickly.
Well, and now we're in a different phase. We got Nakia, which is huge.
I feel like Drake's kind of making a slow comeback.
Well, it's not even a slow comeback. He's back in his element.
Yeah, dude.
When he tried to be a rapper and beef, and I like the rappity rap Drake. My favorite Drake one is when he's talking to me. I like this Drake.
Yeah, dude, we need nail salon, H&M Drake.
Yes.
Come on, Drake. Baby girl.
That's the Drake I'm here for.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You can get a free psychic reading right now on the radio. It's time for What's Your Sign with Sir Madi. Welcome, Madi.
What's good?
Okay. Guess what shirt I have on today, Madi?
What's up? What's
my
shirt?
Kendrick Lamar shirt that you got me.
That Sir Madi.
Oh, my God.
Pop out.
The pop out.
Yes. Okay, so call us up if you want the reading. 877-730-DCS1. We'll get you on the list like we did our caller here. Let's go ahead and get her taken care of. Hi, what's your sign?
Scorpio.
And what's your first name?
Jeff.
Okay, Jazz, I could tell you want to ask your money a question. Are you a little nervous?
No, I'm not.
Oh, good, good, good. Okay, I'm nervous for you then.
What's your... Well, one of us got to be nervous.
Right? What's going to happen? What's she going to say? Okay, what's your question for Sirmati? Go ahead.
Should I press forward or... should I linger in the past a little bit?
That was such a specific question. What are you feeling for Jazz?
But kind of vague at the same time.
Keep seeing these loops. And when I see these loops and when she's asking this question, it leads me to believe that this has cycled back over and over in her life. And what she needs to do is give herself a little bit of space. I'm hearing the word shadow work. That means that there is a lot of healing and a lot of inner work that needs to be done. All of her focus right now is going to whatever situation she's referring to, but really her focus needs to shift to herself. And right now we are in Venus retrograde. What we can do during a Venus retrograde is reevaluate situations that used to be playing out in the past and where we're at now, because we're in a different space now. So Venus retrograde is all about reflecting on then versus now. I want to mention Venus retrograde ends this coming weekend. So I don't know if this is regarding love, but Venus retrograde is really like calling to me to speak about, and it is about love.
Oh, okay. So maybe there's something Jazz didn't tell us, but well, you felt it and hopefully she'll focus on it. Now, as a collective for all of us, what is our spiritual forecast for this week? I need some good news, Marty. Do we have any?
So yes, we do. And but it comes a little bit of twofold, because we do have a full moon also on the same day Venus retrograde goes direct. Those two things are happening this weekend. It's important because we need to be patient with ourselves. I do see us moving in the right direction. I see a lot of success coming towards us, but I also see we need to control our anchor, because the full moon that happens this weekend is happening in the part of the sky that deals with anger. It deals with the head. It deals with the temperament. So we need to be patient and practice like the woosah breathing technique.
Breathe a little bit, yo.
Yes. And we need to be in our joy, because that also can induce happiness, you know, our energy. Good things are happening this week. I also see unexpected things happening because of where this full moon is happening. So just brace yourselves and be patient.
She said, be in your joy and brace yourself. Okay. All right. I got it.
All right. Yeah, there's a lot going on.
I know there is. There is. It's kind of, it feels like Gemini season, and it's not even Gemini season, but hey, I'll take it. If you would like a reading with Sirmati, please call us up 877-730-DC. CS1. Follow her on Instagram at illestdivinity. Mati, thank you so much for everything. I think it was a couple of weeks ago, you taught us how to do Olympia, a cleanse, how to cleanse our space.
Yes.
So many people called me about that one. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you guys so much. It's important. It's like spiritual maintenance.
Mm-hmm. It is. Your energy's got to be right. Mati, we'll talk to you next Monday. I love you, girl. Thank you.
Love you guys.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
The most popular video game in the world is teaming up with the biggest burger franchise in the world to bring us something yummy, yummy, delicious. DJ Automatic will give us all the deets in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. What's up? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. the Check Engine Poppy.
Tonight, it's all about basketball. Congratulations.
UH Cougs versus the Florida Gators. I will say right now, my heart was all in for UH.
Oh,
but my head
was
telling me,
that comeback
was
amazing. I mean, that was something you do not see. I watch a lot of basketball. For them to come back in that 50 seconds.
50 seconds. It was a 91% probability that Duke was going to win. And then...
Long one, James, knocked away, Knipple, back outside, Proctor tosses it up.
I have chills just hearing that. I have chills. I'm so proud of Houston. And now tonight, they're just going to, you know, they're going to beat Florida too.
And whoever wins, I'm just happy to see how excited the parents of these young men are. I'm not even kidding, because watching them, so proud, all of the practices, the back and forth, all of the sacrifice. You made it! Yeah. Woo! All right, so what do we have for food news, DJ Automatic?
McDonald's and Minecraft are teaming up for a meal and a Happy Meal. So they're going to include little treasures like the Big Mac crystal, the soda potion, the Grimace egg, and it's all inspired by Minecraft.
Obviously, I want a Grimace egg. What's a Grimace egg? It's like an egg McMuffin?
It's something that you would use in Minecraft, I guess. And since I haven't played Minecraft for a good, I don't know, since Ava was probably 10. So
she plays all the time.
I know she still plays, but I used to play with her, but I haven't played in about 6 or 7 years.
That movie budget that they have must be thick for the marketing. The amount of marketing that Jack Black and Jason Momoa are doing for it, it's pretty crazy. And I'm interested to try these burgers.
I wish I would have just had a little piece of that pie. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
Let's kick it off with National Beer Day. Today is the one to crack one open and enjoy the game tonight. Why not?
Yeah, automatic. You don't really drink beer that much. Anthony, I don't hear you talking about beer too much either.
I mean, every once in a while I'll drink one, but I...
If it's really hot, I've seen you once in a while pop open a Bud Light, like a hot day, cold Bud Light.
Sounds good right now.
Well, you drink it so little. He bought a 6-pack, Ant, and I think 5 beers went skunky.
Oh, no. Dana the beer watcher.
Yeah, I know.
Well, because I have to empty them and smell that in the sink. Skunky beer.
And we also have National No Housework Day. Put the vacuum cleaner down, y'all. Put the Swiffer down.
Do you think you can go a whole day, Dana?
Oh. I can't.
I know. That's why I asked the question because I know.
No automatic.
It'd
be like, let's just not clean. Yeah. I cannot.
The second we get to the house, Dana goes to do the dishes, and then from the dishes she'll move to the laundry, and from the laundry she'll be like, we got to vacuum or do something. We got to straighten up somehow.
I can't be in a dirty house. There's times and I forget. I still have my bag. I'm holding my purse, and I'm moving around the house cleaning when we walk in because if there's a dish or something's out of place, or I'm not okay. Oh. You know, I'll tell you how we cannot. Clean house today. You got to rent a hotel. And that's not happening. So what's
and
next?
We'll wrap it up on National Girl Me Too Day.
Yes, let's go.
Girl Me Too.
Let me think.
It's like the Me Too movement?
No. It's like, girl, I hate the way my man drives. Girl, me too. Use it in a sentence all day long.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There was almost a violent altercation at our HOA meeting last night. DJ Automatic and I bought a house on the internet, moved in. It is mainly mature people who live around us.
Most of the people that live in our building are, would say, 65 to 70.
They're grandparents, probably. Yeah, they're probably grandparents. Yeah. Okay. Yes, lovely people. But the building we live in, I will say, you know, it's a little bit snooty, a little bougie. So I didn't expect this to be like MMA. I just did not. The former president sitting in the back is screaming at the top of his lungs at the gentleman running for president and the woman running for president. Oh. And I mean, it is a fight over cable TV, internet connection, and tuna sandwiches.
Straight up, you can just tell they just don't like each other.
This is maybe why retirement's not a good idea.
I live in a retirement home.
Too much time on your hands.
Too much time on your hands.
When I saw the tuna fish on croissant, I was like, oh, that's for somebody with dentures.
Maybe.
But you know what? Delicious. I loved it.
You ate it?
Of course I did.
Anthony, our HOA says anything that they make, we're going to eat it. Yeah, okay, I'm going to get every dollar worth.
That's you know? True on that point. Get the money's worth, sister. But you know, tuna sandwiches? Dana, did you enjoy the tuna sandwiches too?
It is. Yes, I did. I enjoyed those. And it reminded me, there's just certain food that my grandma liked that I like. Yeah. There's this candy. And we were in an Uber recently. Shout out Uber and Lyft drivers. Thank you for listening. We were in Uber recently, and this gentleman had candy. And they're called Werther's Originals. He had them out, so you could take as many as you wanted. I took like 12.
Oh, and yes. The gold, like a little gold wrapper?
Yes.
Yeah. Back in the day, this commercial here.
I guarantee you those candies are running a wild.
Yeah. Listen to this real quick.
I still remember getting my first candy from my grandfather. It was Werther's Original, and I was 4. I'm the grandfather. And what else would I give my little grandson but my Werther's Original? He's somebody special, too.
Yes, you are special, young man. You are special.
I didn't know audio could sound vintage, but that did. I didn't know that could.
That's from the 1900s right there, 1900s. Some grandpa, grandma food is good.
Along with the gold weathered original candies, the strawberry ones, too.
I love those.
Those are good.
There's a woman who brings those to me at the games when I'm DJing.
Hello. Yeah.
They don't taste like anything. They taste like strawberry plastic.
That strawberry plastic is delicious.
You love those are grandparent candies that you love. There's a lot of grandparent food.
I love dark chocolate, too. Dark chocolate's not a...
I think there's an age for dark chocolate or like a season of life.
I remember when I started eating dark chocolate and drinking coffee, my friend, he was like, dude, you're officially old.
So that reminded me when I was little, I was trick-or-treating and somebody threw in a Hershey's dark I can see the wrapper.
Kids don't like dark chocolate.
Wait, and I popped it in my mouth and I spit it out. Now I'm like, ooh, who's got the dark chocolate
Tell
nuts?
Tell the president of your HOA at the apartment complex that they need to get some Fig Newtons.
Oh,
I'm down.
Fig Newtons? Bro, when I was living with my
fig
grandma.
Fig Newtons aren't grandma food. I love a Fig Newton.
Well, okay, maybe it's not. But you know what it was? When I would eat, my grandma would have Fig Newtons and Activia. And I was
Let's
a little
go.
Kid. So I didn't know. I thought it was just like yogurt.
No,
I was,
you're like, snack time.
Yeah. And then my mom would get mad at me. She's like, Anthony, you're going to be in the bathroom all day.
It is snack time at the nursing home. Yeah. But I like it. And Activia is just yogurt. They just market it to grandparents. That's what they do.
Another thing I like now that I love, actually, that I didn't like when I was a kid, Brussels sprouts.
I think those are just like a nutrition thing.
No, they're good. If you toss them in olive oil.
But they're not like a grandpa food or nothing
like
that.
I didn't like them when I was little. All of a sudden, I have a taste for them now, you know?
It's crazy how your taste buds change when you get older.
Yeah.
I mean, do you remember the first time you ever tasted beer? I hated it. Mm. Like, I thought it was the most disgusting thing I could ever taste.
Well, card me, baby, because I still don't like it. What grandma or grandpa food do you absolutely love? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.